In recent days on this program, we've heard many voices of Israelis and Palestinians as they consider the possibility of peace. Next, we're going to hear two authors who were part of an unusual meeting in the Middle East. A number of Israeli and Palestinian writers met yesterday near the Sheikh Hussein Bridge. At one end of that bridge is Israel. The other side is controlled by Jordan. The authors who stood at this symbolic crossing between two worlds included an Israeli, Edgar Caret, and he's on the phone now. Welcome.
Welcome.
And also Sami Al-Kalani. He's a Palestinian writer who was also at this meeting, and welcome to you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Sami Al-Kalani, what did this group of authors do near this bridge at this crossing?
It's a meeting between authors, Israelis, Palestinians, to show that people across the bridge can meet and can dialogue together and share with me my vision towards a peaceful future of this country.
That's Sami Al-Kalani, a Palestinian writer. Edgar Caret of Israel, why were the authors meeting like this?
Well, I think, you know, it's kind of like an AA meeting. It's a kind of a support group. There are people in both sides that believe that things can be better and can get better. And for me, it was a way of meeting people just like me from Palestine that don't like the way things are run right now and can imagine a better future. So it was just so we could meet each other, basically.
Sami Al-Kalani, what do each of you think that you can change about the situation in the Middle East?
I'd like to give some hope, and of course I believe that the solution for this problem is to have a future of coexistence and peace where a state of Israel and a state of Palestine can live together. And this kind of peace is not only done between politicians and leaders, it has to be through people. So it's a kind of a bridge that enhancing the process that is going on in politics. And hopefully with this new development in the region, it will give a fruit this time.
Edgar Caret.
I think that as a writer, the thing that you can do when you're in a region like ours is introduce some ambiguity and ambivalence. And this is something very important because as a writer, you can take a reader who came certain to your book and confuse him enough so after finishing it, he'll find himself with new questions.
Sami Al-Kalani, what did it feel like when Israelis and Palestinians got together in the same room for this gathering of writers?
For me, it's an example that I can talk about, that there are other Israelis who can share with me my attitude towards a peaceful future of this land, a different vision from what is reflected in the Israeli media or in the press.
Edgar Caret.
For me, I must say it was a great surprise because usually these kind of initiatives always end in a bunch of cliches, people speaking about peace and speaking about the importance of peace. But here I felt I met human beings and not only kind of a simplified ideological ideas. There is no danger in being in a constant situation of war. This is very relatively safe because you know what you're going to get and you know what you're going to expect. But when you want to make a change, you always gamble. And I think that you know that if we want to have a future, we must gamble now.
Edgar Caret is an Israeli writer. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
We've also been speaking to Sami Al-Kalani. He is a Palestinian educator and writer. Thanks very much.
Thank you.